From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
On today's program, Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, commences his next message in this series of studies in the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews. Once again, the text is verses 23 through 29, the testimony to the faith of Moses. In the previous message, we learned of the importance of placing our children into God's hands by faith, as Moses' mother did with him. Now we'll see how Moses' early training led him to reject the pagan culture of Egypt to become the leader and deliverer of the children of Israel, his true people. By separating himself from Egypt, always a type of the world, Moses demonstrated the courage of his faith. Here is a powerful lesson for God's people in every age. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the opening portion of a message called Faith's Conflict, Cross, and Crown. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning.
This morning's text is found in Genesis chapter 7 and verse 16. The Lord shut him in. Noah was shut in, away from all the world, by the hand of divine love. The door of electing purpose interposes between us and the world which lieth in the wicked one. We are not of the world, even as our Lord Jesus was not of the world. Into the sin, the gaiety, the pursuits of the multitude, we cannot enter. We cannot play in the streets of Vanity Fair with the children of darkness, for our heavenly Father has shut us in. Noah was shut in with his God. Come thou into the ark, was the Lord's invitation, by which he clearly showed that he himself intended to dwell in the ark with his servant and his family. Thus all the chosen dwell in God and God in them. Happy people to be enclosed in the same circle which contains God in the Trinity of his persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. Let us never be inattentive to that gracious call, Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee, and hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpast. Noah was so shut in that no evil could reach him. Floods did but lift him heavenward, and winds did but waft him on his way. Outside of the ark, all was ruin, but inside, all was rest and peace. Without Christ we perish, but in Christ Jesus there is perfect safety. Noah was so shut in that he could not even desire to come out, and those who are in Christ Jesus are in him forever. They shall go no more out forever, for eternal faithfulness has shut them in, and infernal malice cannot drag them out. The prince of the house of David shutteth, and no man openeth. And when once in the last days, as the master of the house, he shall rise up and shut to the door, it will be in vain for mere professors to knock and cry, Lord, Lord, open unto us. For that same door which shuts in the wise virgins will shut out the foolish forever. O Lord, shut me in by thy grace.
Like a sun, my soul is spreading to illumine all the sky. Comes the Christ into the shadows of a world condemned to die. Great the light that shines in darkness, gracious day spring after night. Christ the gospel truth revealing, drawing sinners to the light.
Sinner, leaper, saint of darkness, rise and come to the light.
From time to time, here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
Now Hebrews chapter 11, and we're going to read from verse 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw that he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, assaying to do, were drowned. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his own precious word for his name's sake. This morning I want to return to this particular passage of Scripture. We commenced looking at it the last Lord's Day morning I was with you. We were thinking of faith's conflict, cross and crown. I've pointed out that here in the case of Moses, we have some very basic thoughts regarding the exercise of faith. And in these thoughts you will see how faith has to have a conflict, how it has to bear a cross, and thank God how it will yet wear a crown. The passage starts off with the idea of preparation, the preparation of Moses. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child. They were not afraid of the king's commandment. The last Lord's Day morning we were in this passage, I spent all the time, I had intended to go a lot further, but I spent all the time really dealing with the exercise of faith on the part of Christian parents regarding the children that God has given them, preparing them by faith for their work for God. And I would simply want to say today that as we read this verse yet again, that it ought to be a challenge, it ought to be an encouragement to every Christian parent to realize that their children are not biological accidents. Their children are not as the children of the ungodly. Oh, they are just as sinful by nature. They are just as evil in propensity. They do not have any advantage in any natural way. But they are children of the covenant that God has made with his people. In that covenant, he has entered into the bonds of a mighty promise that godly parents can claim by faith. And thank God by faith from the very birth, yea, from the very conception of their children, they can prepare them, hide them from the Pharaoh of this world, hide them from the mayhem of sin, hide them from the awful program of hell, and see them set apart by God and unto God for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is then the idea of the preparation of Moses. In verses 24 to 26, we have the idea of the separation of Moses. Now we have in these words, by faith Moses, when he was come to years. Do you notice the immediate contrast between this and verse 23? Parents, by faith, at the birth of their children, set them apart unto their God. through the years of their childhood. They protect them. They hide them. They surround them. Parents, be very, very careful that there is that perpetual surrounding of your children, not just with luxury, not with all that money can buy, but with prayers, with many tears, with the seeking after God, with a careful biblical upbringing in the fear and the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And then you will see the fulfillment of verse 24. Verse 23, by faith Moses, when he was born. Now verse 24, by faith Moses, when he was come to years. That time that is most fearful for a Christian parent. That time that casts a shadow over many a Christian home. That time when many young people kick over the traces and they go away into sin. That time, my friend, must be long prepared for. Too many Christian parents are giving up their own responsibility to other people. You send your kids to a Christian school. And I know for, and you know for a fact, that so many parents who don't live for God in their own home, imagine that Christian school teachers and Christian school programs are going to be able to salvage their children. Now, in the grace of God, sometimes that happens, and we thank God for it. But I would say that it's a foolish thing for a Christian parent ever to give up his own personal responsibility and privilege. The preparation for that critical time when your children come to years must be deep-led. That preparation must have taken place. Then when they come to years, you'll see faith that God gives them. Faith to be saved. And faith to be separated unto God. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. His separation. The first thing you will see in the separation of Moses is the courage of his faith. He refused. Faith always has a negative aspect. It is not only a positive trusting in Christ. It is not only a positive following after Christ. It is not saying merely yes to Christ, but faith is strong in its denials. I get a little sick with these people who are so evangelical that they couldn't take a stand on anything, and they say, let us just preach the gospel. Let us just be positive. Why must you be negative? Well, you can never have positive without a negative. You can never know the meaning of love if there were no such thing as hate. There is nothing that is purely positive without the corresponding negative. If you love your God, you're going to hate the devil. If you're sold out to Christ, you're going to refuse every work of the flesh and of the world and of the devil. The matter of faith is not just belief and trust. Oh, it is that. But it is something that is marked by the courage of refusal. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. What a temptation Moses' faith encountered. The son of Pharaoh's daughter. That was a place of safety. That was a place of luxury. When the rest of his people were slaves and being battered and bruised and broken and even murdered. Moses was in the lap of luxury. He had everything that money could buy. He had everything that the world could offer. He had education. He had company. He had culture. He had entertainment. He had everything as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. What a temptation! When all the bright lights of the world glittered before this man. But you see, this was a man set apart by God's grace. This was a young man given by his parents to God because by faith they grasped the promise of God. The bright lights of the devil's temptations glittered before him in vain. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Boldly and bravely, he repudiated the earth's prominence and pleasures in favor of a life of hardship and of affliction. I say he did it boldly and he did it bravely. Even in the Exodus account, when Moses first stood out to defend that Israelite who was in danger of death, that took a lot of boldness and courage. We're told here that he didn't fear the wrath of Pharaoh. People have wondered about that. Did he not run away for his life, actually, after he had killed the Egyptian? And Pharaoh got to hear of it. Did he not run for his life? Well, he did. But he came back again. And when he went out the second time, he went out in total triumph and absolute fearlessness. There was a courage to Moses' faith. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He refused to be the object of pampering. He refused to lie down in luxury while the work of God stood in need of him. And so with all courage, repudiating all that the earth had to offer, he set out on the way of the cross. That's what God's people need to do today. We live in a pampered society. Now, don't get me wrong. I have no time whatsoever for this kind of nonsense that would try to make American or English Christians or any Western people feel guilty for every bite of their Thanksgiving dinner or something because half the world's lying in starvation. The fact that you're eating turkey on Thanksgiving is not the reason why in many parts of Ethiopia they are suffering starvation. And there's no reason at all for stupid preachers to make decent people feel guilty because in other parts of the world people are suffering. Now, that's not to mean that you're to be hard-hearted about their suffering. I don't mean that at all. But I'm simply saying you can't be motivated by some misplaced sense of guilt. That's not how to get people to do the right thing. Too many people are on to that. But nonetheless, this is a pampered society. And I fear that God's people are going soft. I think that we have too often reached the place where we do not face situations by faith, but we face them on the basis of what's going to be the easiest for us. The exercise of faith is willing to be separated unto God. The exercise of faith is willing to say in courage, I refuse. And I do not make my decisions on the basis of what is easy, but by the grace of God, I make my decisions on the basis of what is right and what is glorifying to the Lord Jesus Christ. That was Moses' courage.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.